Meera Nair is an India-born filmmaker who divides her time between America and the subcontinent. Mississippi Masala and Monsoon Wedding are a couple of her best-known films. Her latest is an assimilation tale called The Namesake, adapted from the novel by Jhumpa Lahiri. Here's a clip from the film.
I've been thinking a lot about my name. Gogol's fine on my high school diploma, but can you mention Gogol on a resume or a credit card after that?
What are you trying to say?
I'd like to change my name back to my good name.
What is done is done. Now Gogol has become your good name.
It's too complicated now. You're too old.
And anyway, you have only yourself to blame.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault because I was 4 years old.
That's right, Goggles.
Anything is possible in America. Do as you wish.
A clip from Meera Nair's new movie, The Namesake, based on the novel by Jhumpa Lahiri. The novel follows the story of two young Indian immigrants in America, Ashok and Ashima Ganguly.
As the years go on, they have a son whom they name Gogol in honor of the father's favorite author. In fact, he believes that Nikolai Gogol saved his life when he was a young man, when he was in a train crash, etc. And this young boy, who's Indian looking but an American through and through, is named Gogol Ganguly and then we grow up with Gogol, who's played by Cal Penn, you know, as he negotiates his American life and wanting to be fully American. And in counterpoint to his parents, who are really pretty selfless and observing of their son, whom they sometimes can't even recognize because he is another creature from them, who speak Bengali, who are very erudite, very cultured, very sophisticated people, but who come from a different world than their Manhattan-bound son. So it's a film really about parents and children. It's a film about the seesaw between parents and children, and also about the seesaw of people like the Gangulis and like millions of us who have left one home for another and who negotiate what it's like to live between worlds. It is for that. That's what the film attempts to be about.
How much of this comes from your own experience? Do you have that same kind of cross-cultural background? Did you have to go through the same process of discovery?
You know all the answers to these questions, Jim, and you're just asking me, right?
I'm encouraging you to expound.
Yeah, you're just telling me to sing for my supper. Okay, I shall proceed. Well, uncannily, I have walked almost exactly the same roads as the Gangulis in The Namesake. I also grew up in East India, about 300 miles south of Calcutta, in a small town called Bhubaneswar, and then spent about 12 summers in Calcutta through my teenage years, where I learned to be an actress, in fact, in Calcutta, in political sort of street theater. Then came, applied for a scholarship and somehow got it to come to Cambridge, Massachusetts, where I left India for the first time, 18 and a half, and came to Harvard, where I asked if there were any other Indians there, and they said there were two others. And one of them was Suni Tarapurwala, who became my best friend and will continue to be, inshallah. And she is the wonderful screenwriter with whom I work and who has done a most graceful adaptation of The Namesake. And we both felt, because we both come from, her case, Bombay, my case, you know, near Calcutta, and lived exactly these sort of between worlds lives, that we were born to make this film. Mm. So yes, I have a very strong resemblance in terms of the journey of the characters of The Namesake to my own journey.
It's interesting to me that in some ways your association is more strongly with the parents than with the son. You had the experience to some extent that they did. And then there is the next generation that is, at least superficially, through and through American, as you said, of the son. That must be difficult for you to discover.
I love the parent story, and I very much wanted to make an adult love story about strangers who fall in love in a distant country. I live also in three generations at home, whether it is in Manhattan or in Kampala, Uganda, my second home, my other home, my real home, and in New Delhi. So we live with my son, who's 15, and with his grandparents. And I just, you know, have gained so much from that relationship of living with three generations. And I very much wanted to convey in the love story between Ashok and Ashima, who very self-effacing people who don't publicly, you know, proclaim their love, who don't touch in public, who do not need roses and Valentine's Day cards to proclaim their love, who sit at a kitchen table and stare at each other over a cup of tea, and it speaks volumes of the history they have shared. That's what I wanted to make in The Namesake, you know, with the parents' story. And I wanted to counterpoint the story with Gogol's American brash growing up, where you, you know, fall in love in a second and, you know, consummate in 2 seconds, and there's no courtesy or etiquette or waiting. And but that's just the love aspect. But there's also so much between, you know, how we realize as when we are adolescents or when we are young people, we think we've invented love. We think our parents don't have any clue of what we are experiencing. And we also don't think that they may have experienced anything remotely like we are experiencing.
Tell me about your film career. What's it like being a woman in what is still, to all accounts, a man's world?
Well, as a bulldozer, which is what my friends call me sometimes, because I just take no, I do not take no for an answer if I have an idea. So if as a bulldozer, it's a struggle. It's a struggle to make independent films. But I don't personally allow myself to think that it is more of a struggle being a woman, because the key is, the struggle is to be inspired. You know, and if you feel inspiration, to follow it and to make it happen. And I've been lucky in that I'm pragmatic and I produce my own films. And right from the beginning, I produce them. So when I put my heart on something, I've never not got it made. So number one, if you set out as an independent filmmaker like I have been, then, you know, you have to just find the way for yourself. I don't seek to be on a Hollywood A-list somewhere, you know. So what has happened with me is seeing my independent films, and I work quite fast and quickly in many films, which also have been successful enough. You know, when Hollywood comes knocking, they come to me for my sensibility on that film. It's not like I really seek to be on... You know, I'm usually doing my own work, and when things come to me from the outside, they have to grab me in the same visceral way as my own ideas do, you know.
Do you think that it is, do you think that your film career would have taken, could have taken the same shape if you had stayed in India?
Well, number one, I discovered film as a medium for me only in this country, and I am very, very grateful and blessed for that, because I discovered film as an undergraduate at Harvard when I was 20, 21. I really hadn't grown up in a climate of film. We had one cinema house in the town I grew up in, and it was always perennially for years showing Dr. Zhivago. So it was, that was it. So, you know, I even saw my first Satyajit Ray films in Cambridge. You know, it was amazing at age 21. So number one, I discovered film here, and the great gift of being first at Cambridge and then in New York City is I felt that we were given this kind of foolish confidence, as I call it, to believe that we can do anything, that anything is possible. If you want to make a film, by the time you're 21, 22, you can do it. And it's that kind of thing that happens, actually, it's a very American thing, that you can do anything. That type of belief or whatever, confidence, that you don't have to pay your dues for 10 or 20 years, which is the style it was when I was growing up in India. It's much more closer to the British style, where you really believe you have to be, you know, at the bottom of the pit heap for many, many years before you can even dare to raise your head to dream.
Well,
you know,
you did say that you did some acting in India, so you had
I did acting, but filmmaking is a different thing, and directing a film is like being the general of a creative army, you know, and it's not something. Anyway, in India, we were given the confidence to believe we could, you know, get freedom for our country and run the country with Indira Gandhi and so on, that the models were everywhere. But I'm answering your question specifically in the sense that filmmaking came to me when I was in this country. And I feel very happy about that, because, you know, it also came at when I was young, and you need that gargantuan energy to believe in yourself and to struggle against all odds and to make these bloody movies one after the other.
Meera Nair is an Oscar-nominated film director. The Namesake is her latest film.